I'm just another person. I don't know whether it's wrong to feel that way or not. I think that the gifts of God, you know, without any, because the thing is, I could sit here and give you some sort of fake humility, say, oh, my gifts are nothing. I'm nothing, which receives the gifts. But the gifts are great. Wisdom and the talent and etc. Yeah. You know? And I know it makes people mad because I don't agree with them. Sorry. You know, if you've got smart people who agree with you, look to them. I'm not here to please anyone, but to speak what I think is true. I'll speak the truth about myself, and especially about the gifts. I'm not worthy of respect as a man. I've been a vile person, selfish, and I could, you know, there's a testimony on my website about everything about me. I'm not going to go over it again. Or everything about me, I should say, that I knew about a few years back when I wrote that testimony. I mean, what? Because someone gets over a few vile sins, they should suddenly be held in great respect? I don't think so. I think but because I have such a despicable person, that my person is so easily despised. When they meet me, it's easy to despise me. So they do. And I don't want to talk a lot about myself, but, you know, that's the only example I really have. So I have to start from somewhere. And by listening to my example, you can think in your example. You have gifts. I hope that if I ever should meet anyone, that I would give the gifts they have due respect. I probably haven't done that either. I rejoice, therefore, that I have confidence in you in all things. So I don't think that needs any more saying than, obviously, Paul was pleased with the Corinthians and their reaction. So I hope also that he would be pleased with our reaction to his words as we study them. To give them due attention, due weight, and to really take it seriously. Let's follow after. Let's believe. Let's obtain the promises of God and become the sons of God. And everything that means. Everything that entails. Amen.